The police department in Springfield, Massachusetts, and the city's health department are looking to share information they hope could prevent opioid deaths. If public health department professionals could get the names and home addresses of people who've survived drug overdoses from the police, they could do outreach with referrals to treatment and counseling programs and supply family members with overdose reversal medications, perhaps saving countless lives. But laws that protect the privacy of people who interact with the police and the healthcare system stand in the way of such a simple exchange of information. Nonetheless, discussions are underway to see if there is a legal avenue for collaboration, according to Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris.
So that's our goal. And that's been our conversation.
Speaking at a recent hearing of the Springfield City Council Health and Human Services Committee, Springfield Police Sergeant Brian Elliott said collaborating with another city department makes perfect sense.
We want to see good work done. We do not want to go to an overdose. An overdose, in our opinion, is a failure. It's a missed opportunity to prevent it. So we concur and subscribe to all of the good practices. It's just finding a pathway that we can all meet our need is the process.
City Councilor Jesse Letterman, the committee chairman, encouraged the pursuit of a partnership.
If we save one life with this, then it is worth doing.
Springfield's been disproportionately impacted by the opioid crisis. In 2018, when drug-related deaths were down statewide from the previous year, the number of Springfield residents who died of a drug overdose doubled. Deaths fell slightly in 2019 in Springfield. Complete data from 2020 is not yet available. In response to the alarming rise in opioid deaths in Springfield, the State Health Department authorized a needle exchange program and additional medication-assisted treatment programs. Tapestry Health was contracted to do outreach work, which Gabe Qualia, post-overdose outreach coordinator for Tapestry, said he is eager to expand.
Well, we don't know with the work we've done if we prevented any repeat overdoses. We know in the past year, even with COVID, we've made 173 outreach attempts with communities such as Chicopee, Westfield, West Springfield. During those attempts, we've made contact with an overdose survivor or their family or circle of friends 60% of the time.
Hospitals are required to counsel drug overdose survivors about addiction treatment. But Patrick Muse, the complex care coordinator at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, said a hospital emergency room is not the ideal setting for it.
Outreach is a better way to interact with people who use drugs. Having the opportunity for shorter encounters in a more natural setting, such as someone's home, we believe will lead to better outcomes.
The Hampden County Sheriff's Department reported that in the last 18 months, it provided medication-assisted treatment to more than 1,500 inmates to help them battle drug addiction. A pilot program using medication to treat opioid addiction in jails started in September 2019 in six Massachusetts counties. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.